Chapter 6 Lucy's Strange Illness. Dr. Seward's Diary. 9th of September, Whitby. 2 days ago, Lucy became much worse. She was very weak, and she could not talk. Professor Van Helsing was very worried. "Seward," he said, "she needs more blood. Now, we must give her a transfusion." Just then, Arthur arrived at the house. We told him the terrible news. Of course, he loves Lucy, and he happily agreed to give her his blood. Van Helsing did the transfusion. It was long and difficult, but it went very well. Lucy looked much better after it. Later, Van Helsing spoke quietly to me. "I've seen something strange on Lucy's neck. There are two small red circles," he said. "I am going back to my house. I must get some important books. Stay here and watch her all the time." Then he left. I stayed with Lucy all night, and I did not sleep. By the next evening, Lucy looked a little better and was awake again. Today, she is sitting up in bed and talking. 11th of September. What a difficult few days. Lucy got worse again. Much worse. How is she losing blood? We don't understand it. Can it be through the red circles on her neck? No, it cannot be that. I think they are too small. Yesterday, she needed blood again. Because I am younger and stronger than Van Helsing, I gave her my blood in another transfusion. I felt very weak after it. Of course, I still love her, and I wanted to do it. I cannot let her die. The professor hasn't said anything, but I think he knows what is wrong with Lucy. It's all very strange. Today, he brought lots of white flowers. "I've brought you pretty flowers," he said to Lucy. He put them on the table, the bed, and the floor. Then he closed and locked the windows. The room smelled horrible. I laughed and said, "But these are just garlic plants, Abraham." He looked at me angrily. "Do not laugh. Trust me. This is important." Note written by Lucy, left in the Westonrah house. 17th of September, Whitby. Tonight has been terrible. I must write about it. All week I have been very ill. Dr. Seward has stayed with me many nights, but last night he had to go. I woke up in the night, and again there was a bat flying at the window. Then, later, I heard a dog outside. I was worried, so I called my mother in, and she sat with me. The dog was very loud, and we were both frightened and cold. Mother got into bed with me to keep warm. Then, suddenly, there was a very loud noise, and the glass in the window broke. A horrible, big, black dog put its head in the window. My mother became very, very afraid. She could not move or speak. I was so frightened. Then I don't remember what happened. But then the dog was gone, and there was a strong wind going through the room. Then I saw that my mother was dead. The shock killed her. I called for the maids again and again, but they did not come. Oh, I cried for my mother and did not know what to do. I put all the white flowers around her. Then I left her on the bed and went downstairs. The maids are lying on the floor. Are they ill? Or has something bad happened to them? Oh, this is so terrible. I am so afraid. I think I am going to die. Goodbye, my dear Arthur. Goodbye. Dr. Seward's Diary. 20th of September, Whitby. Oh, what a sad day. 2 days ago, Van Helsing and I came to see Lucy. She was very bad, and her mother was lying next to her in the bed. Her mother was dead. The bedroom window was open, and the maids were also very ill. What does this all mean? We stayed with Lucy for 2 days, but we could do nothing to help her. She did not move or speak, and she slowly became worse. Van Helsing gave her another transfusion, this time of his blood. But there was no difference in her. Where did all that blood go? I do not want to say this. I do not want it to be true. But Lucy died this morning. A beautiful mother and daughter, both dead in 1 week. We must bury them both tomorrow. There is something terrible about all of this. I remember an old story I heard. It was about a vampire bat. It drank all the blood of a horse.